Chapter 11. Crackers to the Rescue. Crackers did not understand what was going on, but the plucky pterodactyl knew that something needed to be done, and quickly. So with a sudden whoosh of flapping wings, Crackers swooped in and grabbed George and Harold from the relentless little paws of their raging robotic rodent rival.
"Oh, no!" screamed Harold. "Crackers is going to fly us high into the air and drop us! We're doomed!"
"Actually, I think he's trying to rescue us," said George.
"But he got hypnotized just like Sulu," said Harold.
"Why on earth would he do the opposite of what he was ordered to do? And why is the narrator putting so much emphasis on our pronouns?" asked George.
"Let's not worry about that now," said Harold. "We've got to get out of here."
"But we can't leave Sulu behind," cried George.
"Don't worry," said Harold. "We'll come back for Sulu."
So the three friends flew to the school and headed upstairs to the library.
"Hey, that looks like a pterodactyl," said
Mr. Krupp as our heroes pushed past him.
"Let me pet him, let me pet him,"
Mr. Krupp cried, chasing after them. George, Harold, and Crackers finally reached the library just in time to see Sulu and their evil twins smash through the ceiling with a terrible crash.
"You losers won't get away from us this time," said evil Harold.
Desperately, George, Harold, and Crackers tumbled into the purple potty, slammed the door shut, and quickly reset the controls. Mr. Krupp and Sulu pounded on the door of the purple potty, while George and Harold's evil twins shook the malfunctioning time machine from side to side. All at once, an orange light started flashing wildly. The purple potty began to shake and wobble violently. Then the entire room lit up with an explosive burst of lightning as the purple potty and everyone around it disappeared into a whirlwind of electric air.